Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Chav Dalet in Maseches Gittin, is the 1,251st daf in Shas. I'm Zocha to learn this with you from Ramat Beit Shemesh. The yeshiva this morning is having an Amuna seminar with the boys, which I'm going to join them for later. So I'm learning this daf with you at a different time than I normally do, after Shachris in Ramat Beit Shemesh, going into Yerushalayim later. The air has been very thick. Yesterday, I can't recall a time in history where there were two terrorists that were at large. And so the air here in Eretz Yisrael is quite thick, as unfortunately it often is. Baruch Hashem, one of the terrorists had been caught. And in the language of our driver in the morning and in the evening, the second one, Balad Adama, it seemed as if the earth swallowed the second one up, and maybe in the most negative connotation that the earth should swallow him up, and not in any other way. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect us, so that we're able to do Torah, Mitzvot, and Eretz Yisrael, and be a step closer to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Our daf on Chav Dalet is going to discuss the halachos of those who are normally pasul eidus, yet nevertheless are kosher to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. And on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, we'll begin with the Mishnah. On Chav Gimel Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom, we will then discuss some important halachos of a shliach lahava and a shliach la'olacha. Shliach la'ava is hamevi get mimdinas hayam. Someone who brings a get, that's a shliach la'ava. A shliach l'kabbalah is a shliach that comes to receive the get on behalf of the woman. And we'll discuss an important sugi of tzlikitech me'agabe karka, which is a beautiful sugi. Then we're going to begin the third parak. The third parak is going to discuss, spend a lot of time discussing instances where you have a get that was written for one Yosef ben Shimon, and then another Yosef ben Shimon went along to use it, as well as the halachos, and this is what we'll discuss on the topic of Dalet Amud Beis, instance of an individual who wrote a get to divorce his wife and then changed his mind. Let's base our Hashem begin Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Zok Deilig Mishnah. Af Hanoshim Sheinon Ne'emonos Loimar Meis Bala Ne'emonos Lohavi Es Gita. Women who are not believed to say that their husband died are believed to bring the get. As we're going to delineate in the Mishnah, the Mishnayos in Yevamos describe, at the end of Yevamos, the case, the famous case of Iguna and Shas, is a woman whose husband disappeared at sea, or in a desert, and now she's in Iguna. So then in such an instance, we are lenient, the Rambam describes in Hilchos Gerushin, because we believe that people would not lie in an instance where the dead man, the alleged dead man, could walk, will walk in, he'll eventually come home, if he has survived. So then in such a case, we believe, even in Eid Echad, even though normally we require two Eidim, as well as many other Psulim. However, there are a few Psulim that are not believed. A mother-in-law is not believed. A mother-in-law is not believed to say that her own son died, because she might hate her daughter-in-law so much that she will lie to mess up her daughter-in-law, that she'll get remarried, and then her boy will come home. And in such an instance, then she's gotten rid of her daughter-in-law. Reminds me of the famous joke. Everybody knows, this is not a joke, that Shlomo HaMelech, when he was described, Tzchachem Mikol Adam, is when there were two women that came to him, each one of them said that a baby that was born was theirs, and Shlomo HaMelech suggested that the baby be cut in half. The first one said, absolutely. The second one said, no. And he turned to the second one and said, no. He said, you're the mother. They say that once there was a disagreement between individuals, started with a shatchan. Sometimes shatchanim start problems. Sometimes. And what happened was, there were two women who thought that their daughter was engaged to a fantastic boy. This is the time of arranged marriages. So you couldn't ask the boy. The boy wasn't even sure. And they went to the Rav of Panovich. The Rav said, okay, we'll chop the boy in half. One of them said, absolutely. The other one said, no, don't. The Rav of Panovich turned to the one who said, absolutely. He said, you're the mother-in-law. So when it comes to mother-in-law, there are times that were choshesh, that she's not going to look out for the best interest of her son-in-law. Even women that are not believed to say that their husband are died, are believed to say a woman's husband died, are believed to bring a get. Chamosa, her mother-in-law. Ubas chamosa, and the daughter of her mother-in-law. Vitzarasa, tzarasa means when a man is married to two women. Viyavimta, and her yavama. We're talking about now that, let's say, Reuven was married to Leah, and then Reuven's brother Shimon died, and Reuven then had a mitzvah to marry also Rachel, Shimon's wife. So now Rachel and Leah are the Yevamas, our sister-in-laws, our tsaras, as well as Yevimta. Ubaz Baila, as well as the daughter of her husband, the stepdaughter. So stepdaughter also, unfortunately, at times will have this negative relationship. By the way, all of these negative relationships are unfortunately. No one's saying that it's a good thing. However, in such a case, even though when it comes to saying that the man died, they're not believed. Nashim she'enon ne'monos lomar meiz baila. Nevertheless, to bring a get, they're acceptable. Ask the Mishnah why. If they're interested in messing over the woman, why won't they be interested in messing over the woman when it comes to get as well? Ma ben get lemisa she'aksav mochiach. The difference between get and misa is that here we have a shtar that substantiates what the woman is saying. In other words, when she's bringing the get, she's not bringing a full testimony. She's just an emissary to bring the shtar. Obviously, this in itself says a lot about the lomdus of how shlichus work. It's not the shliach that's divorcing the woman. The shliach is the one who brings the ksav, which is mochiach, and therefore there's a lesser level of believability, that a lesser threshold that we require when it comes to shliach la'avah. Isha atzma v'yaskita, even the woman herself can bring her get. Ubavachi tzricha lomar b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. However, she does need to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav. Asks the Gemara, v'atanya kishem she'ne monos lomar meiz baila, kach e'ne monos Lohavi Gita. Didn't we learn that just that the halacha is the exact opposite in the Braisa as recorded in our Mishnah, that the women who are not believed to say Meis Baila are not believed to bring the get? Amar Rav Yosef Loi Kasher. Rav Yosef answered, Kan Ba'aretz, Kan B'chutzarts. There's a fundamental difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzarts. What is the difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael? So we know the answer to that question, right? And that is, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say Fan Nechta, Fan Nechta, and Chutz La'aretz, you do. Ba'aretz, Delava Dibura Didoka Sam Chinon. So in Eretz Yisrael, she's just emissary. She's a delivery woman. She doesn't have to say anything. For that, she's going to be believed. She's saying something. We're relying on her words. Lo mehemna. She's not going to be believed. There is a big discussion in the Mefarshim on Daf Hey of whether b'fanei nechtam is a form of edus. It would seem from this Gemara that it's not. The Gemara never formulates it as terms of edus. Adibura dida. It's her words. Her words, samchinan, but not that it's a form of edus. Amalei Abaye adurabba. Abaye argued, though, the opposite should be true. Ipcha mistavra. Ba'aretz, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, diyasi balu ma'ar mashkechinan be. In Eretz Yisrael, if the Baal is going to come and protest, then we're going to end up being messed up. We're going to now need to prove the get, and if we can't prove the validity of the get, she needs to leave if she got remarried, her present marriage, because without kium hachasimos, the woman is going to be stuck. We know from the first Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, then Eretz Yisrael, that if the husband comes and protests, then you have to verify the shtar. And the takana to say fan nechta in Chutz La'aretz was to preempt the Baal coming. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, if he's ma'ar, we have to be choshesh that the woman that brought it had created a false get, like the Baal protest. But in Chutz La'aretz, continues Abaye, seven lines from the bottom of Gimel and Beis. But because b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam was said, we don't believe the Baal. So then, in such a case, we would say that the halacha is, and Chutz La'aretz, we would accept the woman to bring the get. Women that are normally not believed because we're choshesh that she's going to, the woman who's bringing the get is going to do something to mess up the wife. So then the woman cannot bring the get if ultimately we're going to listen to the Ur HaBaal and we're afraid that the woman is really messing the other woman over. Tanya Kavasei da Abaye, the Gemara continues. We have a Braisak Abaye. Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Isha Ne'emenes Lohavi Gita Mikal V'Chomer. A woman is believed to get bring a get with a Kal V'Chomer. Man Nashim Shamru Chachamim Ein Ne'emonos Lomer Meiz Baila. When it comes to women, the Chacham say they're not believed to say that their husband died, but Ne'emonos Lohavi Get. Isha Ne'emenes Lomer Meiz Baila. A woman that is believed to say that her husband died. In other words, a wife herself is able to say that her husband died. She's believed. It's only a mother-in-law that's not believed. So says Rabbi Akiva, a woman, in other words, a wife, is going to be believed to bring her own get based on the Kal V'Chomer. If a woman who's not believed to say Meiz Baila, who's one of those Ishos Hasnuos, nevertheless our Mishnah said that she's allowed to bring a get, certainly the woman herself would be believed. Continues the Gemara on Chav Dalid, onto Chav Dalid Amalaf, the Braisa continuing, Umimakom Shebasa, and from the pace that you learned that a woman is believed to bring her get from the halacha of these Chamish Nashim who are these Sonos, we will learn the following. Mal ha-halon, tzricha shiyomru, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Just like these women need to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, afi, so to a wife, tzricha shiyomar, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. If that's going to be your source, these five women, so then the halacha would be that she also, the wife, who's believed from the Kal V'Chomer, also has to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Rashi explains what our Raya is over here from to Abaye. Says Rashi, Umimakom Shebasa, Klomar, says Rashi on the top line, Chav Dalet Amar Aleph, Hol Minayu Gamrinan. Since we learn from this, Nigmar Nami Laha Dema Hein Tzrichos Lomar, Umidiktani Bebraisa, this is the critical line, Ma Lahalon Tzrichos Sheyomru, just like we learn from the Nashim Sonos, that they're believed, but they have to say, Shema Mina, why do you have to say? If it's an Eretz Yisrael, then why do you have to say? Ah, B'chutz L'Aretz Askinim K'Abaye. Must be that we're in Chutz L'Aretz and following Shita Abaye. Amar Ravashi Mesnisa Ne'ami Deka. From our Mishnah also, it would seem that this halacha, that the Snuos are believed, is talking specifically in Chutz L'Aretz when they say B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechta. And it could very well be that in Eretz Yisrael they would not be believed. Masnisa nami deka diktani yisha atzmai via gita ubavad shetei tzricha lomar. The Mishnah seemed to say it. They said that there the condition is you have to say fanei nechta fanei nechta. And the Braisa, when it says they're not believed, is talking in Eretz Yisrael where they don't. For Rav Yosef, the Gemara adds, Rav Yosef had a slightly different take on this. Reisha v'seifa b'chutzlarts mitziasa ba'aretz. Rav Yosef, we learned three lines into the Gemara, had said the exact opposite. He had said that in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that these women would be believed. In Chutz La'aretz, they would not. But what about the Mishnah? How is Rav Yosef going to explain the Mishnah? Mishnah said, "Ubavash shetei tzricha lomar." Says the Gemara, the Reish and the Seif are b'chutz la'aretz. Mitziyasa ba'aretz. You're going to say that the Reish and the Seif of the Mishnah are talking about Eretz Yisrael. There's no mention, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Excuse me. There's a mention of Fanechta, Fanechta. The middle case is talking about Eretz Yisrael. And the middle case was, as Rashi describes over here, the case of the Snuos. So you're going to read the Mishnah in such a dachuk way that the Reish and Seif are B'chutz La'aretz and are not talking about the Snuos. The middle case is Be'eretz Yisrael and the Snuos. Says the Gemara in. That's how you're going to read according to Rav Yosef. Reish and Seif B'chutz La'aretz, Mitziyasa Ba'aretz. Mimai. And why would I read the Mishnah in such a strange way? Midiktani ma ben get lemisa shaksav mochiach v'lo ktani shaksav upe mochiach. When the Mishnah says why in these cases the snuos are believed, the Mishnah does not say that she's saying anything. The Mishnah only says that the ksav is going to be mochiach, indicating that the case of snuos is where they're not saying anything, and the reason why they're not saying anything is because Eretz Yisrael, and there's no requirement of b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. The Gemara continues, we learn in our Mishnah, Isha Atzma Mivia Skita, the woman is allowed to bring her get. Isha asks the Gemara, Michimit Mata Git Mati Gita Liyada Igrishala. What, how is it a case that a woman is bringing her own get? The moment in which the get came to her hand, she's going to be divorced. The case is, you're right, the premise of the question is a really good one, says Rav Huna, and the only time a woman will be bringing her get, her own get, and she will not be divorced, but will still be processing the get. After all, at the end of the day, the Torah says, V'chasala sefer krisos v'nasam biyada. Once it's given into her hand, she's divorced. So the answer is that there was a condition that was made by the husband. He said, you will not be divorced until you visit Bezin Ploni, and when you reach there, you will tell them you've received a get, and then you will be divorced. Says Gemara, sof sof kimat yahasam igra shabba. But at the end of the day, when she reaches there, she should be divorced. Explains Rashi that the question is, she should be divorced retroactively. That she should be considered divorced from the moment in which she received a get. The halacha is that if a condition is made in regards to a get, let's say a person says, you will be divorced on the condition that I don't come back within 30 days. Then in such a case, she's divorced retroactively in most instances from the moment that she received the get, if he doesn't come back within 30 days. So too, the gerushin took place at the first moment. So that answer is not going to last, claims the Gemara. Elam Rav Una bar Menuach Mishmei Rav Acha Brei Dervika de Amela. Kimatis Hasam, when you reach the Bezin Asan Chea Are, put it on the ground, Vishakle, and then take it again. So in such an instance, then she won't be divorced with the first Nesina. She'll only be divorced when she picks it up. Asks the Gemara, Yachi Avilitli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka. But then that's another psul. The Gemara tells us later on Ayin Chesem and Aleph, a beautiful sugya, beautiful Imre Moshe on the sugyas, the Rambams are very interesting over there, that if a husband says to a woman, Tli Gitech Me'al Gabi Karka, take the get from the ground, I'm putting your get in the ground, take it. It doesn't work as a gerushin. The reason is because it has to be v'nosan biyada. The husband has to give it into her hand. So tli gitech ma'agabit karka lo amar klum. So it can't be that case. Ella, so rather, the Gemara now tries another pshat. Da amar lo havishliach laholacha ademotis hasam. You be considered like a shliach laholacha. In our introduction today, we pointed out that there's a shliach laholacha and a shliach lahava. Generally, we have been discussing, the shliach lekabbalah. Generally, we've been discussing, again, two cases of shliach laholacha and a shliach lekabbalah. Generally, we've been discussing a shliach laholacha. A shliach laholacha is an individual who is a emissary of the husband to give the get into the woman's hand. So then, in such a case, the woman becomes divorced when the emissary who takes the place of the husband, to the point that the Gemara in Kedusha Mem Gimel says that he becomes like the husband himself, and that, the Gemara says, according to some opinions, makes him possible later on to be an aid on any case of Gittin and Kedushin. He becomes like the husband himself, and he gives the get to her, and when he gives the get to her, she's divorced. Of course, in the interim, when the Shliach La'olacha has the get, she is not going to be divorced. There is another type of shliach, that's a shliach lekabbalah, that the woman sends an emissary to accept the get on her behalf. That shliach, the moment the get reaches his hand, or if it's a woman, could be also a woman as well, her hand, then in such an instance, she's going to be divorced. What if the husband, says the Gemara now, says to the woman, you're not my wife in terms of being mekabel the get as of this moment. You're like a shliach la'olacha. I'm turning you into a shliach la'olacha. I'm giving you the get, and you should be like a shliach la'olacha, and not be divorced. Ad matis hasam, until you reach there. V'chimatis hasam av a shliach le'kabbalah. And when you reach there, then you become like a shliach le'kabbalah. V'kibli at giteich. And then you're going to get the get. So in such an instance, a woman would be bringing a get as a shliach to Bezdin, and there she's going to say, Befanei Nechtav, Ubefanei Nechtam. And that's an instance where she's not immediately divorced. Asks the Gemara a technical question on this. V'oloi chazra shlichus etzel habal. There is a problem here in the nature of the shlichus. The only time someone could make a shliach is if it's a shlichus shechoizer lahabal. Let's take a look at Rashi's formulation. Parallel to our lines in the Gemara. V'alochaz v'shlichus eitzel habal shliach lo mikri ela hamishtaleach mizel azeh shiroi latzar eitzel shlucho. The only time you could have someone considered a halachic shliach is if the shliach could return to the mishtaleach. Reuven sends Shimon as a shliach. Shimon is not considered a halachic shliach unless he could return to Reuven. V'lomar asishi shlichusecha l'chavercha. I did the shlichus you asked me to do. Vizu, and this woman, ain't a ruya lachzer. She can't return. Sharei lo nishtalcha el la'atzma. She was sent for herself. Va'achekach nasas hi balmaisa. And then, the moment later that she becomes a shliach l'kabbala, she's now the balmaisa. U'batol ha'shlichus konim shetachzer. This is a very interesting halacha, that the shliach needs to retain his identity as a shliach and not be the balmaisa. In this case, the balmaisa being the woman who receives the get, but rather retain their identity as a shliach to return to the mishaleach. So back into the Gemara, v'aloi chaz v'shlichus, answers the Gemara, the Amad lo, he said to her, have a shliach lo locha, you should be a shliach lo locha, ad matas hasam, until you reach there. V'chimatas hasam, and when you reach there, shave shliach l'kabbalah, then make a shliach l'kabbalah. So the answer to what exactly is the case of our Mishnah is that a woman is bringing her get, and she'll say b'fanenechta fanenechtam as a shliach l'holacha, and she will create a shliach l'kabbalah, and if she creates a separate shliach l'kabbalah, she would have the status of a shliach shechozeres l'mishaleach. She could go back and report as a shliach l'holacha, even after it was given to the shliach l'kabbalah, because she herself is not going to be accepting the get, ironically. Of course, the shliach l'kabbalah is doing it on her behalf. Analyzes the Gemara. That works well according to the opinion that says that a woman can make a shliach l'kabbalah to accept a get. What are you going to say according to Man Amar that says that she can't make a shliach? Answers the Gemara. Time amai. What's the reason that the Man Amar says that she can't? Mishum de'ika bizayon de baal. That it's a bizayon for the baal. She doesn't even show up to the baal. At least she should have the decency to end off face to face with the baal. It's considered bizayon the baal, as Rashi elucidates, v'hacha baalo kapid. But over here, we're not concerned that there is bizayon the baal, because here the baal himself had instructed her to be a shliach. So since he had instructed her to be a shliach, then he wasn't makbid. He was more interested in it taking place in front of a bezdin, as described before, as opposed to it being done, the whole gittin process being done in front of him. Says the Gemara, okay, that's a good teretz, and say that everybody would agree that here he can make a shliach l'kabbalah. However, ask the Gemara, hani chalamadam mishum yizayin debal. That only makes sense according to the opinion that says that the reason why we have those requirements are due to bizayon debal. In other words, the reason why the baal cannot create a that the woman cannot create a shliach l'kabbalah is because normally it's bizayon debal. In this case, it's not. But elamandam mishum chatzera habala achamikan ma'ik alameimar. But what, according to the Manda Omer, that says that the reason why she cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah is for a totally different idea, and that is a gzeira of chatzera habala achamikan. Let's take a look at Rashi that explains it. 12 lines, even less than that, maybe 10 lines from the end of the Amud of Rashi. Rashi says, "Mishum chatzera habala achamikan." The dami lahadadi. There is a case that is similar to a shliach l'kabbalah, and that is kishek shezorek get lechatzer chavero. A person throws a get into the chatzar of his friend. And afterwards, the woman is kon chatzar. So then the baal made the chatzar as a shliach. And when the woman acquired it, she made the chatzar a shliach l'kabal. And if we allowed a woman to be a shliach l'holacha, and then to create a a shliach lekabbalah, that's similar to using a chatzer as both a shliach la'alacha and lekabbalah. V'taima v'shelo kedinu, and that is not acceptable when it comes to the case of chatzer. The chatzer la mishum shlichus es rabbi el mishum yada. The way in which a chatzer works is it's not the shlichus, as the Gemara will spell out in the 8th parak. Rather, it's considered an extension of the hand of the woman. Vahi shaita dinasina lav yadahu. And then the moment it was thrown into the chatzer wasn't her hand. And since the chatzer was not her hand, there is going to be a problem with the shlichus itself, as per this case. So says the Gemara that the problem over here of shliach lekabbalah is that a woman being a shliach lekabbalah is, I might think that chatzer is also working with shlichus. And the halacha is that no, it doesn't work through shlichus, it works as a yad. So therefore, there's a madamar that says that a woman cannot make a shliach lekabbalah because of the chshash of chatzer abalacha mikan. If we're going to allow a woman to make a shliach lekabbalah, then I might think that the woman could also have a chatzer bikona on her behalf as a shliach lekabbalah, and the chatzer does not function as a shliach lekabbalah. So says the Gemara, Elamad Amr Shub Chatzer Balacha Mikay Maik, Elamaymar. So how are you going to answer? So we need a new case. The Amr Lo Yisetur, Have a shliach lo olacha ad matis hasam. You be a shliach lo olacha until you reach to the bezdin. Vichi matis hasam, Shave shliach lo olacha. Then you create another shliach lo olacha. One shliach laholacha can't create another, according to this Gemara. V'kibli ezgitech mina. And now you are no longer the shliach laholacha. So the woman Leah makes another shliach laholacha, Reuven, and then she accepts the get as Leah, the wife of the Baal. V'ibay seima, or else, these are brilliant terutzim in the Gemara. Da amr lo have shliach laholacha ad matis hasam. You be a shliach laholacha until you reach there. V'chimatis hasam emar. And when you come there, say, kame beidina b'fanechtav fanechtav. Say first in front of the bezin, yes, I know it's b'fanechtav fanechtav. Umashvi beidina shliach, and make the bezin itself your shliach. In other words, have the bezin itself become a shliach after you tell them b'fanechtav u'fanechtav, and bezin will make another shliach. They'll make a shliach la'olacha, v'leis v'na'alech, and that shliach la'olacha will give it to you. So either she makes the shliach la'olacha, or Bezdin themselves will make the shliach la'olacha. Hadron Allah ha'mevi get, Baruch Hashem, we've been zoche to finish the second perek together. We now begin the third perek. 7 lines from the bottom. Kol get shenichtav shelo l'shum isha posel. If their get is lacking in terms of lishma, it's going to be puzzle. Ketzah, what's an example of that? Hayoiver b'shuk. A husband was passing through the market. V'shama kol svarim makrin ish pliny megarish es plinus makam pliny. And he hears the sofrim reading out, when they're writing a get, that it's written for, this is going to be a classic name throughout our parak, Yosef ben Shimon. That it's written for Yosef ben Shimon, who's married to Plonis, who lives in a particular place, and it happens to be it's his name and his wife's name. Va'amar zeshmi v'zeshem ishti pasal legarish boy. He's not allowed to divorce her with that get, even though all the information is the same, because it wasn't written for that particular husband. Yes, I'm again continues the Mishnah 3 lines. If a man decides to divorce his wife, begins to write a get, v'nimlach, and he changes his mind, matzah ben ira, and then he finds someone in the city, va'amar lo, and that person says, shmi kishimcha, my name is also Yosef ben Shimon, v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha, pasal legarish bo. In such a case, he cannot divorce her with that get. Continues the Mishnah on the top of Chavdal and Amiz. Yes, I mean, can't even more than this, hayu lo shtei noshim, he had 2 wives, ushmei sein shavas, so he's Yosef ben Shimon, and he has 2 wives whose both names are Leah, kasal legarish esagdola, if he wrote a get to divorce the older wife. Lo igarish bo saktani, can't use a get to divorce the younger wife. Yes, and we can't even more than that. Omar lavlor, if he says to a sofer, ksav le'ezah she'erza, write a get for whichever wife you want me to divorce. Pretty capricious husband over here. Le'ezah she'erza igarish bo, posel igarish bo, in such a case, he cannot divorce her, because the get has to be written for that particular wife. Says the Gemara, four lines from the top, on Chav Dalet and Beis, Kassel Garish Yishto V'Nimlach, Ve'el Reisha B'Mai. What exactly, asks the Gemara, was the case of the Reisha? In other words, Gemara is asking that if we examine our Mishnah closely, we will see that there are two different cases. One is the opening line, Kol Getsh Nichtav Shalushum Isha is Pasul. Then, three lines from the bottom, we had Kassel Garish Yishto V'Nimlach, a case in where he decided not to divorce his wife. Asks the Gemara, the Reisha, how do you have a case of a get that was written that wasn't an instance where Yosef ben Shimon originally wanted to divorce his wife and then he changed his mind? If that is the instance of the Reisha as well, and then what happened was is another Yosef ben Shimon found the get, so then what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Vela Reisha b'mai, what exactly was the case of the Reisha? Amar Rav Papa, the reason why it's a different case is because we're talking about Sofrim that are learning how to write. And they happen to have written Yosef ben Shimon, and there was another Yosef ben Shimon around. It wasn't a case that Yosef ben Shimon decided not to divorce his wife. Amar Ravashi Dekanami. Ravashi says if you read the Mishnah carefully, you'll come to that conclusion as well. The Ketani, Sofrim Makrin. The case of the Reisha was, he heard the kol sofrim that were calling out. V'lo k'tani sofin korin. And it doesn't say that the sofrim were reading. What does it mean, sofrim were calling out? Explains Rashi in the second narrow line that there were teachers that were teaching the younger kids to write, younger, not kids, kids hopefully are not involved in divorce proceedings or the writings of a writ of divorce, but rather we're talking about students who are learning how to write a get. So Sofrim Makrin, and not the case of Sofrim were reading, because that was the case. The case of the ratio was Sofrim Asuyin L'Slamit. Shema Mino. That's what we see from here. My Yeser Mikan. We also learned in our Mishnah, Yeser Mikan. Every word of the Mishnah Akdosha is precise and not superfluous. If that's so then why do we have four, three lines from the bottom, the language of Yeser Mikan, not only this in the case of the Sofrim, but also if he decided not to divorce his wife. Tanit the Rebbe Shmuel, lo zeh shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin, not only a case of where the get was originally written shelo l'shem gerushin at all, it was just, as we just described, a instance where the older Sofrim are teaching the younger Sofrim, they happen to have used the name of a real husband, and who happened to have wanted to divorce his wife, and nevertheless the get is going to be possible, because that's considered Shelo L'shma. Lo zeh shenichtav Shelo L'shem Gerushin. Not only that case, ela av zeh, also this case, shenichtav L'shem Gerushin. It was written for a Yosef ben Shimon L'shem Gerushin, but he decided not to use that get. Another Yosef ben Shimon, even though it was nichtav L'shem Gerushin, is possible. Velo zeh shenichtav Shelo L'shem Gerushin didei. And not only in a case of where he was writing it for one Yosef ben Shimon, and another Yosef ben Shimon can't use it. Ela avze, but even more than that, shenichtav l'shem gerushin didei. The last case of our Mishnah, the Yeser Mikan on the top of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, was a case in which he was divorced, writing a divorce for his own wife. It just happened to have been a different life. V'lo zeh shlo nichtav l'shem gerushin didei. Not only that case, ela avzu shenichtav l'shem gerushin didei pasul. In such a case, as well, that's going to be possible. Analyzes the Gemara. More than that, v'lo zeh shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin. Not only the case in which the sofer didn't write it l'shem the gerushin of this particular girl, ela av zeh shenichtav l'shem gerushin. The last case of the mission was that the Baal said to the sofer, choose, and then write it l'shma, ha-possel, that's possel. My time, why is that possel? The entire gerushin was done for Yosef ben Shimon, that particular Yosef ben Shimon, for that particular wife, except the husband said, you choose, the capricious husband. So what's the reason? Ikasa v'nasan sefer kris biyada. If the Torah said, V'nasan Sefer Kriz, he puts it in his hand. Now the Gemara is going to go through to answer that last question, Maitaima, on the last case. The Gemara is going to explain the Maitaima as well of all of the cases. If Etzem Nasan Sefer Kriz is Biyada, like that, and it didn't say the cost of law, sefer krisis. Hava mina lemiute hach kama delo avid l'shem krisis. Only the case of where he didn't do l'shem krisis. Ava kasa garishis ishtov v'nimlach, he changed his mind to avid l'shem krisis, eim a kosher. So that's why, you're right, you would have had a mina kosher. So we learn, kasa rachmana v'kasav, that the Torah says v'kasav, telling you that it has to be written l'shem garishin. E kasa rachmana v'kasav, if it only said v'kasav mina lemiute hai, it would come to exclude the case to lo e kakasav la, that only when he didn't write it. Aval yesh lo shtei nashim diu kakasav la. It's written for this Yosef ben Shimon, eim a kasher, kas rachmana la. The Torah says la lishma, it has to be written for that particular wife. V'seifa lamali, so then why do I need that the seifa, that the husband needs to write the get for that particular wife, and in this case, the husband did not have it written for that particular wife. Hakamashmalan, here we see a massive chiddush. The ain breira, that we don't say breira, that we don't say that the husband leaves it up to the hands of the sofer and says you could write the get for either one and say retroactively he meant that one. The chiddush over here is we don't say breira. Breira is a shas klal, a real big shas rule that says that you cannot say retroactively we view it as if you had chosen that particular item, or that, in this case, that particular woman, because you left it up to two possibilities. Another example of breira, that it's chosen retroactively, is a case of Erev. That appears in the third parak of Erevin, that a man says on Erev Shabbos that I will decide on Shabbos which Erev I'm going to go to, which Erev Tchumen. We're not talking about an Erev that allows you to carry. Now we're talking about Erev Tchumen. A man says that there are two places I might want to go outside the city, one to the east, one to the west. The case in the Gemara is he wants to visit his Rebbe. He's not sure if his Rebbe is going to be on the outskirts on the east or on the west. So then he says, I'll put an Erev in both sides, and then I'll decide which one I want to go to on Shabbos, and retroactively my Tchum will be the one that I decide. That also, the Gemara suggests, an Erevin is dependent on the massive sugya of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. Our Gemara is going to come back to the sugya of Breira. We, Be'ezer Hashem, that's really going to be featured on tomorrow's daf, because the daf itself, even though it's quite packed with Tesisin, because the daf itself is relatively short, we are going to stop over here. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Dalid in Maseches Gittin.